Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Heat pumps are a nice option for heating and cooling your house. They run on electricity and they're more efficient than other options. But heat pumps also use a substance that's not so climate friendly. Is it still worth buying them? Leo Nakami and Christine Peng from our Possibly team are here to explain.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Okay, so we keep hearing a lot about heat pumps, but I don't have them. Why should I care?
Heat pump technology is actually way more common than you might think. Everyone already has something kind of like a heat pump in their home. It's your refrigerator.
And it's the same technology in air conditioners, too. You can even use heat pumps to heat water.
Okay, they really are everywhere. How do they make heat?
Well, they actually don't make heat at all. Instead, they just move heat from one place to another, kind of like how a water pump moves water from one place to another.
So, in the case of a refrigerator, it's moving heat from inside the fridge to the outside, and that's how it stays cold.
And since heat pumps just move heat around instead of generating it, they use less energy than other options like burning gas or oil.
So, heat pumps seem like a really sustainable choice for heating and cooling your home. What's the hangup?
Well, to work, heat pumps need both electricity and something else, a refrigerant, which can cause some problems.
What is a refrigerant, exactly?
Basically, it's just a substance that's good at absorbing heat, moving it, and then releasing it somewhere else.
Which is what makes refrigerants so great for the way heat pumps work.
So what's wrong with refrigerants?
Well, nothing is airtight. Over time, refrigerants can leak out and end up in the atmosphere.
And the refrigerants used in today's heat pumps trap a lot of heat in our atmosphere. One molecule of refrigerant might trap somewhere between 1,000 or 2,000 times as much heat as a molecule of CO2.
So even a little leak can be a big deal. And if more people switch to heat pumps, all those little leaks could add up quick.
Ooh, not good. Can you put this into perspective for me? Like, if I had heat pumps, what would happen if all the refrigerant leaked out at once? If a canister breaks or something?
This actually happened to our show's founder and Brown University's provost for sustainability, Stephen Porter.
The tubing that held the refrigerant for his new heat pump water heater was cracked when it arrived.
This was a major trauma in my house.
For everybody involved.
My daughter actually, at like age 7 or whenever it happened, she drew a very complicated hot water heater diagram that encapsulated her understanding of the giant problem. It wasn't really a giant problem, but I was very upset about it for a minute.
And for good reason, because that's a lot of emissions.
It was probably about a year or maybe even 2 years before the energy savings that I had from running that hot water heater would make up for the emissions of that little cracked tube.
So in the end, his water heater prevented more emissions than the leak created, but it took a while.
So even in the worst case scenario, when all the refrigerant leaks out of your heat pumps, they still create less greenhouse gas than other heating and cooling options?
Yes, heat pumps generally last between 10 to 15 years, so that's plenty of time to cancel out the effects of your refrigerant getting into the atmosphere.
And there are new refrigerants coming onto the market that don't trap as much heat if they leak.
So what's the bottom line?
If you're thinking about switching to a heat pump, go for it. It's a climate win and can cost less than other heating options.
And if you really want to nerd out, look for heat pumps that use low global warming potential refrigerants. These are the new ones that are better for the environment.
Great. Thanks, Leo and Christine. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.